We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined by Mayor Mike Dodson, City Manager Ron Fear on this first meeting of the City Commission coming up tonight, the first one of the year, I should say, 7 o'clock at the City Chambers. Let's go ahead, and we've got another caller waiting patiently on the line. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. I just tuned in a couple minutes ago, and I'm not certain if you've discussed the potential plan for the community house or not, but I wanted to make a comment about that.
Okay. Sure. Go ahead. Yeah, we were just getting to that, so we haven't got to it yet.
Okay. Given that the city of Manhattan seems to be short on gymnasium space, I would really hate to see the city turn this over to somebody else. I think despite the previous bonds, you know, that have passed for Parks and Rec, and I know on down the road they're expecting to have more gymnasiums, it just seems like how we're expecting the city of Manhattan to grow, I would really love to see them keep that and take care of the building, you know. Anyway, so that's my thought for the meet. I won't be there at the meeting tonight, but I would really like to see the city keep it, keep the basketball floor in there, or volleyball floor, whatever it's used for, and I'll hang up and listen to other comments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for your call. Yes, the item on the commission agenda tonight relative to the community house is to first of all, the item was on a previous agenda and was tabled by the commission. And so the consideration would be, does the commission want to remove the item from the table for further discussion? The discussion item is for consideration would be, does the commission want to consider doing a request for proposals to the community and any other folks on potential use or reuse of the community building? In this sense, it isn't really necessarily saying that the commission wants to necessarily do that, but they might be interested in seeing what options, if there is someone from the private sector that might be interested in doing something there. And so it isn't binding them to it. It's just a step in the process. Do they want to even consider that? And if so, do they want to put out a request for proposals for someone to do that? There was has been some interest, and so to try and make it fair for everybody would be to make it transparent and open to anybody that would want to make a proposal, which could be to keep it like it is. So that's certainly an appropriate comment, and obviously the open space that's in there that was originally designed to be a dance hall is a open activity room is something that's one of the historic elements of the facility that's been there in the past. And so that's really the item in front of the commission this evening. You know, no formal commitment one way or the other. It's just, are they interested in taking this proposal? I know the commission has been interested in maintaining the historic integrity of the building. It's a contributing building to the downtown historic district and certainly has a lot of history within the facility, you mentioned the gymnasium. It is a facility that was the home of the Recreation Commission for decades, and so it's an area that has seen a lot of use from that perspective, and certainly could be open and viable in the near term. The new facilities that you mentioned that were part of the sales tax for Parks and Rec are going to provide some very, very good facilities with regard to gymnasium and multi-use space in the near future. But as you're saying, we're still a growing community and need a lot of space as well. So appreciate your call and comment.
I would just say that the city has looked at this for a long time. This building is in terrible shape. The last time that we had an estimate done for it is over $2.5 million to put it in shape. So the issuance of an RFP is simply to discover if there are other options out there. As Ron said, the historic perspective of this building is important. Largely, the The societies are interested in the preservation of the externals. So when you look at the building, you get an idea of what the building was when it was erected. Some of the interior space is in very bad shape, has to be redone. The city doesn't have $2.5 million to fix that up, I can tell you that right now. So exploring these other options is important. One of the things and the reason that we tabled this in the first place is to make sure in the RFP that we ask for the right things to be considered, and one of those was the historical perspective of the building on some of those important parts, like the open space. There's some stairways that are considered important to the preservation. But quite frankly, having done this at Fort Riley, you've got to be very careful because there's a tipping point in which you can't possibly pay for all the historical buildings that need to be, in some people's minds, preserved. You've got to move on, and I'd hate to see that building fall into disrepair. So I think our obligation is to do the best we can to find the best way forward.
One of the other challenges we have with the facility is accessibility for those with disabilities, and it's a building that has a basement, so there really isn't a ground-level entrance to the facility. You're either going up or you're going down. With the exception of the back door, but that takes you to a very outdated and very small lift that's pretty much in disrepair at this point. So it's one of those, and that's where a lot of the expenses come in when we've done the analysis for that. Putting in a full elevator that makes all those stops is a huge expense, but it's something that's part of that analysis and study and work that the commission has done with regard to that.
All right. We've got another caller here just before our break, so let's go ahead and take the caller here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. I have a comment to make about the city building, and it sounds like it's in very bad shape. But the Special Olympics, the Special Populations Group, I know use that facility. And where would they go if something happened to that space?
Sure. Good comment. Part of the discussion has been other areas where they could programming could occur for that particular group. Obviously, that's something that is a regular program group for the Parks and Rec Department, and they use a number of different facilities. But one of the options that they've looked at is the old Parks and Rec offices in City Park as a potential use. And so there's different aspects of that. And so that's one option, but that's certainly something that has to be considered what the current and historic use of that facility has been, and how will that impact user groups that are currently using it or have used it in the past.
Right, and that is a very popular group, or,
absolutely.
Compared to other cities or whatever. So thank you for your comment.
Sure. Thanks for your call.
All right, and with that, we're going to take a timeout. We'll come back with more In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.